आप मिले मिट गई मन की सभी चाह, आप मिले मिट गई मन की सभी चाह, खुशियों के गीत मिले मिटी आह आह, प्यास बुझी पाए है सागर अथा, प्यास बुझी पाए है सागर अथा, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह, वाह बाबा वाह।
शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग वंडर ऑफ वंडरफुल बाबा। द सॉन्ग वाज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग, प्रेज ऑफ बाबा। The beauty of the benevolent Baba, the love of detached Baba, who is ever detached, ever beyond, and yet he expresses, he showers upon his children so much love that the stones melt, heavy heart become light and light, all karma bondage, the soul feels free. Not only Baba, we got Baba, but as soon as we belong to Baba, we belong to a wonderful family, godly family, divine family, and Brahmin family. As Baba, the world benefactor, the father of all souls, then now good wishes are for everyone, because all of us are as souls brothers. But this bhavana, this good wishes that we all brothers, doesn't emerge just only speaking about it. This is an old slogan. All of us are brothers. We have heard this said, Hindu Chini Bhai Bhai, Hindu Muslim Bhai Bhai, Hindu Christian Bhai Bhai. We have been hearing this, but this feeling was not there. Result is, brothers are fighting against brothers. Reason, because it has been not the right even connection with the father, the mother. Each individual, as yesterday Baba said, there are so many religions and then so many different concepts about God. And with powerful consciousness, with clarity, with confidence, with the realization of the truth, without any fear, make the soul aware of the truth about the self, truth about God, truth about the concept of life from different time as we start the journey from the golden age to the end of the silver age. Truth remains truth, But as matter itself goes through different stages, and soul also passes through different stages, truth is always truth, but as the stage change, then that truth is connected with what is happening in reality. Truth and reality. It's a reality, soul is eternal and it is true, it never changes. But in our own life, when the soul is in the body, it is changing through the stages. In the same way, like it is day, day it is true, today, whole day we say today, but day is morning, afternoon, evening, night. Day means light. And the night, the sun is there, we say day. But since sun is also now shining somewhere else, the sun has not disappeared. Only from that, as it is, the earth is moving around, the cycle of movement of planets amongst around each other, the change takes place. And so in the same way, the truth is the soul is loveful, pure, peaceful, powerful, but as soon as the influence changes, we also become the world which Baba had established, the world of truth, has become the world of falsehood. And then say, God has created this, God is doing this. God does not make the world dirty, impure. His praise is the purifier. So yesterday's Murli Baba was speaking about, explain the truth with the truth consciousness of love, clarity. So it is not only the explanation, but in fact we need to have reached the level of as Baba himself is, because Baba is benevolent and we are Baba's benevolent children. So in today Baba speaking about to be like the Father. Before that he used to say, make others like yourselves. Make others like yourselves. Gradually what we understood or what happened, if we have a weakness, whoever is with us will become weak. Because by seeing us, example, we are fluctuating, other will also fluctuate. But my purpose was make others like yourself, that you have found the Father. You are becoming pure. You are happy now that you have moved away from the Iron Age world and moving to the Golden Age world and you are at the Confluence Age. Bring others also into Confluence Age. And so in this state, when we are at the Confluence Age, now Baba says that you make them not only up to yourself, but make them Bap Saman. And Bap Saman means equal to the Father, means both fathers, corporeal and incorporeal, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is ever truth, ever benevolent, ever beautiful, ever pure, but at the same time he is purifier. Brahma Baba goes through the different stages and becomes an example of self-transformation, purification, example of enthusiasm, courage, confidence, greatness and humility, how we should live in this world, to live like a lotus flower, totally detached, another time live like a rose flower, spread the spirituality. There would be many thorns in life. But when you are seeing with you, in your family, in your connections, circumstances or in service, there will be small conflict of thorn or sanskaras. But you remain detached. Don't lose your fragrance. Don't be influenced by the negative situations of the world. And this is what Baba proved. How many types of criticism, opposition was there. But we can see in Baba's history, in the Yajna history, he was overcoming all these obstacles and also destroyer of the inner obstacles. There are two types of obstacles, which is called, there are two characters in the Devi, in Bhakti as well, Hanuman and Ganesh. Ganesh is known as the destroyer of obstacles, Vighna Vinashak, Ganesh ji. And Hanuman is the solving the problem. Samasya Samadhan means he was the embodiment of solution. Any situation came, Hanuman immediately became to bring the solution. For example, Lakshman lost his consciousness, forgot his aim, became, his ego hit him. Kumbhakarna, Meghanath was called the character of speaking too much, very loud like the clouds, but empty clouds. So, when this aim is to become perfect and we speak only, then this ego of only I do this does not hit the target, because the aim is not I do. I become instrument and Baba is doing. God is with me, Karan Karavanar is him. So Brahma Baba kept this consciousness of maintaining the consciousness of soul and destroyer of ego, overcoming of consciousness of I and my, and so reached real gold stage, complete pure and perfect stage, karmatit stage. While being karma yogi, in action he corrected everything. Correction is not that I am only correcting inside my intellect, I recognize this is right, this is wrong. No. Correction is an action. What we started doing correcting others and ego of my own action. But when I am correcting with ego, it is also wrong action. And so Brahma Baba then with introspection first became an example of becoming the embodiment of not only the desire to be pure, not only desire to be bodiless, not only desire to become a golden-aged emperor as Baba had given him an aim. His aim was very powerful, so thought was determined thought. So we have thinking, but thinking fluctuate. One day we are thinking this and one thing, other day this thought gradually becomes weaker and weaker. Or then when the thought is changing, then naturally carelessness is coming. So there was determination in his thought, dradhta. And that is just like nothing can move him of his powerful determination and focusing on goal. But he did this with great humility and incognito. So thought, but a lot of enthusiasm, I'm becoming this. Tomorrow I will become this. I was Sir Lakshmi Narayan. I was the king of the golden age. We will become this again. Baba is giving us. So enthusiasm cannot remain hidden. Enthusiasm is always visible and it inspires others. So Baba's enthusiasm also did service, and his determination also had practical in action, in connection with each other, in connection with children. And so if we want to follow Brahma Baba and be like Brahma Baba, it means our thoughts, our words, our action, and also in contact, in relationship, and especially when we are in connection with each other on the field of service. There is a real test that can I remain stable, humble, harmonious, to play the role of master and child. As a child, as a master, whatever is my creativity, whatever are my specialities, whatever Baba has given me, I present it. And then when there are specialities accepted, I don't become a beggar. If I have given this idea, not that, this person has created this idea. It should be known that it was my idea. It should be clear that this was my creativity. Then it becomes infected, that power is less than that. And so Baba is speaking about, be as a master and become a child. When it is not accepted, become humble, flexible. Give, be as a donor, but don't expect that we, because you are doing good, they should at least acknowledge you, this is good. Others should at least acknowledge you that this work was wonderful. Oh, you are what they, see how much benefit is taking place from that. They should remind me, or they should let people know reward. This is becoming like a beggar. Forgetting that if we have done good action, every good action brings happiness and its result is good, let it be in practical good in everybody's life. Your life should speak and other people's lives should speak. So this is what it is. Wait, have patience of your good action. Don't ask for or have any kind of expectations. Otherwise, weakness, even the good action becomes, the fruit also become infected or eaten by insects, and it is not worth acceptable by everyone. And so Brahma Baba always said, it's not my plan. Baba is giving. Humility was there. Humility is greatness. Flexibility is greatness. Today's Murli Baba speaking about the qualities to become like Baba means full in everything. Surrender means we become complete and yet remain humble. The praise of one but not allowing the mind to become weak in waste thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, weak thoughts, because then you are keeping economy and economy. And economy means, it's not only economy of wealth. Knowledge is wealth. Virtues are wealth. Time is wealth. Godly powers are wealth. Even my each breath is wealth. So whenever any kind of thoughts connected with others with expectations and seeing any weakness or ideas my own are forced and they are accepted or not accepted, many waste thoughts come. So thought is also important. Time is moving very fast. We have to work to store our treasure store so we become full. We become karmatit. And what is karmatit? Last night in conversation, evening class, question answer, was what is karmatit? Karmatit means I am and how to become karmatit. Karmatit means free from karma bondages. Not free from actions. Action is actually our natural expression. Otherwise the soul is able, capable, sensible, is ability to perform right action. We are not karma sannyasis. Righteous action is our religion. Truth is our religion and that should express. It should be interacted. So karma teet means my this sense organs which I have, I am able to first discipline them, direct them. Karam indriyon ka raja, karma teet, first stage is become, if you want to become king amongst the kings of the deities, Indra was the very high king, Lakshmi Narayana of the golden age. But the kingdom of angels and the elements, Raja Indra is very famous in bhakti. And so it means the king who sovereigns their own sense organs. Not king of rain. So they say that those who shower rain is the king. So it is not only showering the knowledge, but knowledge should be put into action. Thought, word, and action in connection. So while acting in connecting with others, that quality, virtues, Baba's love for the self should be interacted. Karam yogi karmatit. First is self-sovereign. Then is while having yoga with Baba, we are karma yogi while working with others in harmony, in happiness. But doing work beyond I am doing, my work, my authority, not atit, above from this. Another stage is that my actions are good, but are they selfless? It should be inspiring actions. When actions are inspiring actions, you are getting blessings and actions power is becoming strong. This is creating your positive account and you begin to win the heart of others. As Brahma Baba's memorial, Dilwara temple, tapasvi, but action in practical for the benefit of others, with benevolent action, so you are able to conquer the hearts of others. How? With love, acceptance, appreciation, forgiveness. It's the qualities, virtues are also used, not only action, action filled with virtues in interaction with others. Karma teet means also to finish the past karmic account with yoga power. But performing present action now. But final stage of karma teet is that you perform elevated actions. The stage should be so detached observer and with humility that you are not affected by the negative tendencies, behavior, weaknesses of others. The moment you are influenced by the negative actions with maya, by maya, it means you are not karmatit. So power is that with your positive, benevolent power, you are able to change the activity of others. That is karmatit stage. Means your action not only of the hand, action of the physical, visible action, action of the mind. When there is perfection of the mind, detached and loving in the state of manmana bhava, and this manmana bhava and good wishes are doing the service to the mind to change the mind of others. Changing your positivity, you with your positivity, negativity of others. Hatred of others with good wishes of yours. Changing with this. Intellect is not criticizing, but actually giving the right understanding with like friendly and benevolent consciousness. So then our internal action of our character, of our swaroop, our sanskaras, when these actions are perfect, that perfection is called karmatit stage. It means free from past defects and free from inner defects, also free from influence and the defects of others. So Brahma Baba became complete. So if we want to become like Father, then we need to have these qualities of totally like Brahma Baba, incorporeal, conqueror of our bodily actions, of vices. Another one question was asked, that for example, now this corona is with the situations that we are passing through, COVID-19, so many died. What would be the situation, condition, where will they go? And this is called untimely death. What would be their condition? Will they be stumbling and wandering around? But in fact, this is also in this unlimited scene of drama, in godly plan, and the plan of drama, both all might are helper of the Almighty. Now is the time to return home, and many lessons are learned through this. Many habits are changing through this. And also Brahmin got so many opportunities for tapasya, for awakening the souls, for doing unlimited service, where you could not reach people sitting at home can get now ready-made food for them to be connected with Baba. So there is benefit in this scene, but the answer, will the souls, where will they go? In fact, these souls, no, it's not that they will wander or stumble. No. Drama is benevolent. Because question was drama. How could be this benevolent? It is benevolent. These souls, according to drama, according to karmic account, definitely will take birth. For example, this body is ready 5 months before, 4 months before the baby enters, the soul enters the body. And soul are leaving bodies, will be taking place not necessarily in the same country, same place, in the same family. Has the population become less since this, in this last 1 year? It's one-way traffic. Souls will not go home and they won't stumble. Certainly, they will take birth, and it was in the drama to teach many lessons for the self. That is in the drama. Many lessons learned, those who are here, and also many lessons are learned, the souls who left the body, realizing what I am taking with myself. So it is not untimely death. Untimely is called because calculation of time is different. When the deity souls were there, they had their time measurement, 150 years, and I will leave body at that time. Later on, as matter changes, soul changes, percentage become less, and people think we should leave body at this time. And now, we think also, because generally the population is, the people die when you're old, and they live longer, and if suddenly somebody dies, we say untimely death, no. And majority is the old people are leaving the body. Less this, so it's not, it is not called untimely death, it is according to the drama. See, this season, this lesson is teaching us many good lessons, and if we learn this, then it is benevolent, because in drama is benevolent. If we have faith this, then no fluctuations. Om Shanti. And this was one question was last night sent to me, that because last night we were thus, that intoxication should be va drama va, and so then this was that those who die not with consciousness of va drama va, we go with Baba saying va drama va, but many souls leave the body in pain, in repentance, what about them? And I said actually drama repeats, because we go with the final thought of happiness, and final happiness should repeat again. Happiness of the golden age is repeat again. And our heart is saying, once more, I want to come into golden age. We want to go in the golden age. Our last thought leads to destination. And this is why definitely drama must repeat. And we should go to the world of happiness. And the question was sent that, what about those who do crying, go back with repentance? And in fact, that's why they say we don't want to come back. Because it's a world of sorrow. But karmic account will bring them back. Because yesterday also Baba said, when they are actors, they must play the part. At their own time they will come. And moksha is us, only wanted by those who are tired and very much suffering with their own actions, and they want freedom from suffering, but they don't realize real freedom is through happiness. So some want only peace, they go home, liberated from sorrow. Some want purity, so sannyasi come at the time of there. But we are receiving purity, peace and happiness. So our thought leads to destination. And this is why we say, once more, and our sanskaras also repeat drama, make drama repeat, and nature also makes drama repeat. Om Shanti.